ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump's sitting down for a rare meeting today with congressional leaders as a government shutdown looms. ABC's Ellie Pecorin's on Capitol Hill.
Government funding requires 60 votes in the Senate to pass. There's only 53 Senate Republicans. So 7 Democrats are going to have to get on board with advancing whatever solution they come up with. And Democrats, at least for the time being, are very much holding the line. They're saying that they will not support this clean solution. They need to see some healthcare wins out of this if they're going to keep the government open.
Several mass shootings over the weekend in Michigan. A man drove his pickup truck into a church just south of Flint, opened fire, set the building on fire. At least 4 people killed, 8 wounded. 3 dead, 5 wounded in eastern North Carolina when a man in a boat opened fire on people who were sitting at a restaurant on a pier. And 2 were killed at an Indian casino along the Texas-Mexico border. That suspected gunman found nearly 200 miles away. This is ABC News. A shooting in eastern North Carolina has left 3 people dead, at least 5 hurt. It happened over the weekend. Police say a man on a boat opened fire on those who were sitting on a pier.
Many of the victims were visitors just here on vacation.
It's a pier where the end is, and his boat was right out there. And there's nowhere for anybody to go.
And investigators have charged that suspect. He's being held in jail without bond and is expected to appear before a judge tomorrow. The DA's office is considering the death penalty.
ABC's Faith Abube. Tyler Robinson, the 22-year-old man accused of shooting and killing Charlie Kirk, appears in court virtually today in Utah. Scandal plagued New York City Mayor Eric Adams abandoning his struggling campaign for re-election. He released a video yesterday saying he was no longer a contender. That leaves Republican Curtis Sliwa and Democrats Zoran Mondami and Andrew Cuomo still in the race. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Health officials say a case of West Nile virus has been confirmed in Shawano County. According to the Shawano-Menominee County's Health Department, the infection was detected in a healthy blood donor. They say all donated blood is screened before entering the blood supply, and any that tests positive is removed. Health workers say detection of the virus in Shawano County confirms the presence of mosquitoes carrying West Nile. Statistics show about 80% of people infected with West Nile virus do not get sick, which leads to people donating blood without realizing they're infected. Green Bay's Pride Fest has a new date and venue. According to New Pride Alive, the organizers of Brown County's annual LGBTQ+ festival, the event is now set to take place at the Oneida Casino Hotel on November 2nd. The Pride Festival, which usually happens at the Brown County Fairgrounds in September, was postponed this year due to what organizers call the increasingly charged political climate. In a Facebook post, organizers say the new venue offers the welcoming and secure environment their community deserves. A different pop-up Pride event is also set to take place in downtown Green Bay on October 4th in response to the festival's postponement. A local hospital group plans to build 56 townhouses at the former site of Roosevelt Elementary School on Doty Island in Neenah. The townhouses will be built just north of ThetaCare Regional Medical Center. The units will support the hospital's new physician residency program beginning in July of 2026. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Disappointment in OT. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Dallas, where the Packers kicked a 34-yard field goal as time expired in overtime to end with a 40-40 tie with the Dallas Cowboys. Head coach Matt LaFleur's reaction after the game.
It's disappointing. Just too many critical mistakes that led to that tie. And that really bit us in the butt.
Running back Josh Jacobs scored 2 touchdowns. I asked him at his locker what it felt like ending in a tie.
Weird, honestly. That's the only way I can really explain it. I think the stuff before the half, we kind of like shot ourselves in the foot with.
Baseball. The Brewers came back to win 4-2 over the Reds Sunday. Their crew finished the regular season with 97 wins, a new franchise record.
You know, I'm glad that this team gets to be remembered differently. I'm not into records necessarily, but it's a way for 2025 to be recognized differently.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Green Bay. It is going to be another warm one today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We could see a little fog overnight, or low dropping into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Hits on 97.9 WGBW, and good Monday morning to you. Look at us inside a keyword hour, so let's get you one. For this Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest, your 9 o'clock keyword with WGBW is snap. Snap to it. Get that texted in through the Civic Media app with WGBW. S-N-A-P. Snap is your keyword, and you have until 10 to text that through the Civic Media app with WGBW. Snap is the keyword. Good luck.
I'll confession when I'm telling the world that I love you.
Music you can strut to, dance to, make romance to, sing to, reminisce to, smile to. 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came down in the hollow, playing a new game, laughing and a running, hey hey, skipping and a jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts a thumping, and you, a brown eyed girl. Whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow? Gone down the old man with a transistor radio. Standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall. Slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. And you, my brown eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn-out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants. The old soft shoe, he jumped so high, he jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down. Sail in New Orleans, I was down and out. Looked to me to be the eyes of age as the smoke ran out. He talked of life, he talked of life. Laugh clicked his heels and stared. Said his name, Bojangles, and he danced a lick.
just pants and fair that stands for we jump so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh. He let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles. Bojangles dance. He danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs throughout the South. He spoke through tears of 15 years how his dog and him traveled about. The dog up and died. Up and died. After 20 years, he still grieves. He said, I dance now at every chance in honky tonk. For drinks and tips. But most of the time I spend behind these county bars. Cause I drink so big. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone ask him, please, please, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. So not the final score I think that either team was really hoping for. Tie ball game, Packers, Cowboys, 40-all last night in overtime. And I will say this, I am glad that they altered the overtime rule slightly to make it a little bit more fair. But could we just play until there's actually a winner? That would be great because I hate the ties. And now we have a bye week.
Hey, Green Bay in northeastern Wisconsin. This is Kristen Ambos from Point Mortgage. Starting every Sunday in October at 10 a.m., you can find me here at 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW, always on Point Podcast, where we're joining forces with WGBW to discuss all things mortgage, real estate, along with market updates. You can find us on the Civic Media app, as well as all podcast platforms. If you have questions, we have answers. Text them to 920-606-1156.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton, improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
97.9 WGBW welcomes the Everly Set, a celebration of the Everly Brothers, to the Ashwaubenon PAC on Southridge Road, Friday, October 3rd. Hear the music of Don and Phil, the Everly Brothers, performed live at the Ashwaubenon PAC by Sean Altman and Jack Sculler. Wake up, Little Susie.
Wake up, Little Susie, wake up.
All I Have to Do is Dream. Bye bye, love. Kathy's Clown.
Here he comes, that's Kathy's Clown.
Till I Kissed You.
Never felt like this until I kissed you.
And more. Tickets available at ashwaubenonpac.org or listen to Dan Marcus mornings on 97.9 WGBW to win tickets. The Everly Set.
I've got my pride and I know.
A celebration of the Everly Brothers at the Ashwaubenon PAC, October 3rd, with 97.9 WGBW.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. So let's get you that keyword. This is what you will text in through the Civic Media app with WGBW. Your keyword is SNAP. S-N-A-P. SNAP is your keyword. As we go for the green and gold, your multi-state text to win contest continues. This gets you in the daily drawing for the $200 in cash and the gold necklace, and also the grand prize drawing. Tickets to the Green Bay, Minnesota game in November. SNAP is your keyword.
What the games people play now, every night and every day now, never meaning what they say now, never saying what they mean, while they while away the hours in their ivory towers, till they're covered up with flowers in the back of a black limousine. Whoa, la da 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 da. Talking about you and me and the games people play now. Whoa, we make one another cry, break a heart and we say goodbye, cross our hearts and we hope to die that the other was to blame. But neither one will ever give in. So we gaze at an 8x10, thinking about the things that might have been. And it's a dirty, rotten shame. Whoa, la da 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 da. Talking about you and me and the games people play now. Oh yeah.
try to sock it to you in the name of the Lord. They're gonna teach you how to meditate, read your horoscope, cheat your fate. For the more to hell with hate, come on, get on board. La da 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 da. Talking about you and me and the games we were playing. Now wait a minute, look around, tell me what you see. What's happening to you and me? God grant me the serenity to just remember who I am. Whoa, cause you're giving up your sanity for your pride and your vanity. Turn your back on humanity. Oh, and you don't give a
shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer. In the city, in the summer, in the city. Meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer. In the city, in the summer, in the city.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Republican candidate for Wisconsin Governor Bill Berrien has officially dropped out of the race. The news broke last Friday afternoon, just days after reports that Berrien had followed numerous sexually explicit accounts online, including a non-binary pornography performer. Berrien has been a vocal critic of the transgender community. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported that Berrien unfollowed several accounts in recent days after the newspaper asked about the matter. According to the Berrien campaign website, the 56-year-old former Navy SEAL is ending on his own terms. In the official dropout announcement, Berrien called the newspaper's report a major attack piece, claiming they, quote,
painted a salacious and sensational picture that was clearly targeted to force me out of this governor race, unquote. Berrien's departure leaves U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany, who got into the race on Tuesday, and Washington County Executive Josh Shulman as the only Republican candidates. There are numerous Democrats running. The primary is in August. Starbucks recently announced they're laying off 900 employees and closing hundreds of stores nationwide, including here in Green Bay. USA Today published a preliminary list, and it includes four Starbucks locations in Wisconsin: Fox Point, Rothschild, Wauwatosa, and Green Bay. The Starbucks on the list is located on South Oneida Street. Starbucks said employees were notified last Thursday. Some stores already closed as early as this past weekend. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
It is going to be another warm one today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We could see a little fog overnight, our low dropping into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 55.
Comes that rainy day feeling again, and soon my tears they will be falling like rain. It always seems to be a Monday, leftover memories of Sunday, always spent with you before the clouds appear. Don't took away.
Hits on 97.9 WGBW. We will get you that keyword as we go for the green and gold coming up again in 10 minutes right here on WGBW.
You're
not lonely if you live without me.
Local news and timeless hits on the air at 97.9 WGBW and also streaming on our website at WGBW.fm.
She ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Or what the mama saw, it was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See you, me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See you, me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
local news and timeless hits with Paul Simon on 97.9 WGBW. My name is Laura McKenna, and it is so good to be spending another Monday morning with you because the winning continues with our Go for the Green and Gold multi-state text to win contest. Now, all you need to play is the Civic Media app. And it's free to download, so if you need a little help getting started with that, go to our website at wgbw.fm. It'll walk you through. Otherwise, anywhere you purchase apps, look for Civic Media, and that app will be free, because that is how we like to do things here on Civic Media with WGBW. So once you have that app, you just text the keyword for this 9 o'clock hour, which is SNAP, S-N-A-P. You could be our next winner in a snap. Go for the Green and Gold continues. Snap is your keyword until 10 o'clock, so make sure to get that texted right now so you can do some winning with WGBW.
Hey, did you know that you could test drive a car to help fund breast cancer research? It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And Drive for a Cure 2025, it's almost here. It's on October 4th, beginning at 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. at your local Bergstrom Buick GMC of Green Bay. And all you got to do is test drive one of their featured vehicles, and they'll donate $1 for every mile driven to help fund breast cancer research in Wisconsin. Plus prizes, giveaways, and free food and refreshments. Check it out at WGBW.fm and click events.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Michigan's Supreme Court will hear a challenge against the Line 5 pipeline, the same oil pipeline Canadian oil giant Enbridge is pushing to reroute across northern Wisconsin. Opponents argue the Michigan Public Service Commission broke state laws when it approved the company's plan to drill an oil tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac. A new report from the Alliance for the Great Lakes and Clean Wisconsin shows nitrate pollution is taking a toll in our state. Thousands of families are paying higher costs to access safe drinking water and facing serious health risks because of nitrate pollution from fertilizer and manure. In 2022, farmers likely applied 16 million pounds of excess fertilizer beyond what crops needed. Right now on the Defender podcast, what do data centers mean for our water, land, energy bills, and why is it so hard to find out? An in-depth conversation on the secrets of data centers. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station. WGBW.
California, California dreaming of such a winter's day.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Priscilla Presley's new memoir is out. It's called Softly As I Leave You, talking about the entire Presley family.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say,
we can't go on together
with suspicious
minds,
and we can build our dreams
on suspicious minds.
So if an old friend I know say hello, would I still see suspicion in your eyes?
Raise your kids right. Play 97.9 WGBW in the car on the way to school.
cheek.
I'm Sherry Preston. Police still trying to come up with a solid motive for the shooting and fire set at an LDS church in Michigan on Sunday morning. Four people were killed when the gunman drove his truck into the church, opened fire with a high-powered rifle, and then set the building ablaze. Trapped in North Carolina when a gunman opened fire on people sitting at a pier along a river. The gunman was taking aim from a boat, says this witness, Steve Emmons.
He was, really was shooting fish in a barrel. Because if you ever look out there, it's a pier, where